The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning. I'm Phil Madison. I'm here with Ann Rostowski and Brian Stetson, welcoming you to what must be, our 22nd annual Pride Month kickoff service. Marco Rubio. Thomas Paine Board voted to implement the UUA's program to become a welcoming congregation. Ann and I were two-thirds of the Welcoming Congregation Task Force assembled with a goal of leading TP through that process. It took about 2 years to fulfill the requirements and receive the Welcoming Congregation certification. I'm sorry, can you hear me all right? I keep hearing a rattle. Okay. Things were very difficult for GLBTQ and I folks at that time. However, over the next decade or so, a little more, this service was able to celebrate achievements like gay marriage. I don't think there's anybody here that could possibly remember the black and white wedding cake. Anyway, the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, with the acceptance and full participation of gays in the U.S. Armed Forces. One of the last milestones was the inclusion of transgender members in our armed forces. In recent years, we have seen attempts to claw back these achievements and dismantle progress. Most recently, the decision to actively start discharging transgender soldiers. Our goal today will be reaffirming the welcoming congregation. Our hope is that we all experience positive support for our commitment to being a place of inclusion for folks of all colors of the rainbow.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Brian Strawn. I'm going to read the chalice lighting saying today by Francis Cosiar, bringing us home to love. And if you don't know, this is Phil lighting the chalice. We light this chalice today as a people dedicated to personal growth. May it burn away the oppressiveness we have been taught and glow instead with the humility of learning. May it reignite our dreams for a better world and kindle our joy for simple living. May its warmth extend out into the forgotten alleyways of exclusion and bring us home to love, to welcoming, and to all the challenges, the questions, and the blessings of this beautiful path to becoming a beloved community. We'll also light the peace lamp. May peace be with us.
And with all the people of the world.
Yay.
Okay, we're going to have our gathering hymn now. We are a gentle, angry people. Okay. we do this often, especially at this service, and it has a lot of verses. It has a lot of verses. But this version actually is done by Holly, who actually wrote the song, and it only has three verses. Now, there's no words, but I know you guys are smart enough to figure this out. Okay, after you hear the first line, it's going to be, she's just going to change. There they are, but I don't think, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Okay. Is this the version with three verses?
That was just the graphic I found to make it the slide.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Anyway, there's three. And like I said, as soon as she's, the first one is, we are gentle, angry people. And then the next one, she'll tell you, I'm sorry. The next one, Holly will tell you what the next one are, and we do those two, and then Holly will tell you, okay, everybody got it?
Good. We're good.
Okay. Let's do it.
Good morning. I'm Ann Rostosky, and I'm going to do today's children's moment, or a moment for all ages. And you can just stay where you are. I'm not reading a book, something different. We're having a meditation called Rainbow Light. So find a comfortable seat, get comfortable in your seat. You can close your eyes if that feels good, or just rest them softly on one spot. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Let's take another breath, filling up our bodies like a balloon. And let it go gently. Imagine your body getting warm and relaxed, like a cozy hug from someone who loves you just the way you are. Now, picture a bright, glowing red light shining in your heart. This is the color of love. Love for yourself and love for others. Feel it filling you up, reminding you that you are worthy of love just as you are. Take a breath and let that love shine inside you. Now, feel a warm orange light spread from your heart, filling your whole body with happiness and laughter, like when you dance, sing, or play with friends. Breathe in this joyful orange glow and let it fill you with warmth and excitement. Next, imagine a bright golden yellow light shining like the sun inside you. This is the light of your own unique spirit, the part of you that shines brightly in the world. Breathe in and let that light remind you that you are special and the world is better because you are in it. Now, a soft green light spreads around you like the leaves on a strong tree. This is the color of growth and kindness, the way we learn, change, and care for each other. Imagine this green light helping you grow into the person you are meant to be, full of kindness and love. Next, a calming blue light wraps around you like a gentle wave, bringing peace and understanding. This is the color of deep breaths, of listening, of feeling safe. Let yourself rest in this peaceful blue light for a moment. Now, a bigger purple light swirls around you, connecting you to something bigger, a great big love that holds all of us. This is the color of spirit, of mystery, of knowing that you are part of something wonderful. Breathe in this purple light and feel it connecting you to everyone around you. Now, imagine all the colors swirling together, making a big, beautiful rainbow of love inside you and all around you. This rainbow is a part of you, and it shines everywhere you go. You are loved. You are enough. You belong. When you are ready, take a deep breath in and gently let it out. Wiggle your fingers and toes, feeling your body waking up. When you're ready, open your eyes and bring your rainbow light with you into the world. May we carry this rainbow of love in our hearts, sharing kindness, joy, and pride with everyone we meet. And now, if there are any children going to their classes, we will sing this song. I think Ryan's saying here and Corinne's already there, right? So we can skip that. So I'll just stay here then, because what we're doing today in lieu of a sermon is we are going to have a group activity. And keeping the theme of today's program in mind, I'm going to break you up into groups, and each group will have a person writing on these pages on the wall here, and we're going to discuss two different questions for about 10 minutes each. So the first question has to do with something that Phil already mentioned earlier, the current ruling regarding transgender people in the U.S. military is a ban on their service, effectively reversing the policy implemented during the Biden administration. So the Supreme Court allowed the ban to take effect, but there are a lot of legal challenges to it, so it's not necessarily definitive. But that would be the first question I'm going to ask you to discuss as a group. And then the second is, are we a welcoming congregation? And how do you know that we are? For those of you who might not be familiar, a UU welcoming congregation is a UU church that has gone through a program designed to help the congregation become more inclusive of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. This program, developed by the UUA, aims to create spaces that honor all identities and backgrounds and to learn how to undo homophobia and transphobia. So those are the two questions for your group. And we don't want you to make a big deal of moving around, so we're just going to break up the rows and say you're a group, and appoint a spokesperson.
For the folks on Zoom today, I am setting up a breakout room so that you guys have a chance to speak without it being like super overwhelming, so that you also have the opportunity to participate. I am going to go ahead and assign you to that room now, but remember the two questions are we a welcoming congregation? And I honestly forget the other one. Hey, Anne, what was the other question? Oh, the first one, yes, transgender in the military. So here, I'm going to pass you guys to the breakout room for now, and we'll pull you back at the end of the activity so you don't have to sit there feeling silly staring at a screen.
Thank you, everyone, for your lively participation. It seemed like everyone was very much engaged, so I'm really happy about that. Bless you. So just to explain a little bit further, we're not going to have people reporting back, but what we're going to ask you to do is during the postlude, which is one you'll want to dance to, we're going to ask you to dance around and read what the other groups had to say. And we have a song now, which you may recognize from Rent. And feel free to sing along, but we're not going to make you stand up. So feel free to sing along. And after that, Alex will introduce the Matters of the Heart.
Five hundred twenty-five thousand six hundred minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, and laughter, in strife. In 525,600 minutes, how do you measure a year in the life? How about love?
Morning, everyone. My name's Alex Dooley. It's time for Matters of the Heart. We bring our whole selves each and every week. That is one of our religious imperatives, that we bring the hurting, the celebrating, the joyous, and the pride. We are called to be ourselves, to be ourselves completely, while also allowing others to be themselves completely. Each week, we take time to specifically recognize this part of our faith by sharing from deep within the joys and sorrows which come out and must be shared with our community. If you feel so moved, please come forward to the microphone, introduce yourself, and speak briefly. For those joining online, you may raise your physical or virtual hand, and Mike will unmute you to share.
We can bring this time of sharing to a close, and as we often do, we will be singing Spirit of Life, hymn number 123. We can chill in our seats, and the video will come up momentarily.
Spirit of Life, come unto me, sing in my heart all the stirrings of compassion. The shape of justice, roots hold me close, wings set me free. Spirit of Life, come to me, come to me. Softly, Spirit of Life, come unto me. Sing in my heart all the stirrings of compassion. Blow in the wind, rise in the sea, move in the hand, giving life the shape of justice. Roots hold me close, wings set me free. Spirit of Life, come to me, come to me.
That was kind of nice. I liked being up here. I could sing and nobody was standing beside me to hear me. I go way over there because I can't sing. Okay. Our closing words today, Blessings Shall Follow Us by Rebecca Savage. As we end our time together today in spiritual community, may we depart the sacred space knowing that blessings shall follow us all the days of our lives. If we live in and return to right relationships, if we extend grace and forgiveness to ourselves and others, if we behold mercy as a spiritual superpower, if we emanate the blessings that we have been given, may kindness and compassion gently fall from us. May there be peace in the world, and may it begin again with us. Okay, I know everybody knows this one, but we do it a lot, but sing if you will.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I've roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. When the sun came shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling, and the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting. This land was made for you and me. As I went walking, I saw a sign there, and on the sign it said no trespassing. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. In the shadow of the steeple, I saw my people. By the relief office, I've seen my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there asking, is this land made for you and me? Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking that freedom highway. Nobody living can ever make me turn back. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.
I'm Brian Strawn again, and we're going to put out the fire, Cherishing Our Differences by Cindy Reskin. And this is Anne to put out the fire. We are all capable in different ways with various strengths and talents. We are all wholly part of the universe and the intelligent web. We extinguish this chalice, not with its slight, which not we take. No, oh, not its slight. All right. We extinguish this chalice, not its light, which we take into the world to share with others. And put that one out too. All right. Yay.
Yeah.
And now Linda will share today's announcements.